This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Joe Biden appears to be boosting his goal for getting Americans vaccinated during his first 100 days in office. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
For weeks, the president's been aiming for 100 million shots in 100 days and facing criticism for not aiming high enough, since the U.S. has been exceeding a pace of a million doses a day over the last week. Now,
1.5 million a day.
He's predicting widespread vaccine availability by the spring and by the summer.
We're going to be well on our way to heading toward herd immunity.
About 6% of the U.S. population has received at least one vaccine dose. Less than 1% has been given both doses. The nation's been seeing lower COVID-19 case and death counts recently, but even as some areas ease restrictions, experts are warning more contagious variants could lead to more surges. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden has been thrown into a high-wire act with Russia as he seeks to toughen his administration's stance against Vladimir Putin while preserving room for diplomacy in a post-Donald Trump era. Press inquiries in yesterday's briefing included the weekend's protests in Moscow over the imprisonment of Alexei Navalny. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki talked about the crackdown.
Here on Russian authorities to release all those detained for exercising their universal rights and for the immediate and unconditional release of Alexei Navalny. We also urge Russia to fully cooperate with the international community's investigation into the poisoning of Alexei Navalny and credibly explain the use of a chemical weapon on its soil. And
Biden says he's going to call Putin out over the weekend on the crackdown, but also the charges that Russian security breach and allegations that Russia offered the Taliban bounties to kill American troops. This is VOA News. Iran warned the Biden administration today that it will not have an indefinite time period in which to rejoin the 2015 nuclear deal between Tehran and world powers. Iran's cabinet spokesman Ali Rabieh. The U.S. does not have all the time, he says, in the world, and the window of opportunity will not be open forever, either for the U.S. or the Europe. Members of the nuclear deal to fulfill their commitments. We hope that before issues have gotten more complicated, the U.S. administration will take practical actions and decisions to prove its goodwill and build confidence. The remarks by Iran's cabinet spokesman are part of pressure that Tehran is trying to exert on the U.S. as it seeks to increase its leverage and get the Biden administration to quickly return to the deal. Though President Joe Biden has pledged to return to the nuclear deal, the spokesman said there's yet to be any communications between Iran and Mr. Biden on the subject. U.S. senators will be sworn in today as jurors in the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. House lawmakers who will serve as trial prosecutors made a ceremonial walk to the Senate chamber on Monday evening to deliver the article of impeachment charging former President Trump with inciting insurrection in connection with the storming of the U.S. Capitol by a mob of his supporters earlier this month. Lead House Manager Jamie Raskin from Maryland read the charges, saying that the former president gravely endangered the security of the United States and its institutions of the government.
And in violation of his constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, Donald John Trump engaged in high crimes and misdemeanors by inciting violence against the government of the United States. In that, on January 6, 2021, pursuant to the 12th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, the House.
The assault on January 6 sent lawmakers scrambling for safety and resulted in the deaths of five people. Experts say the trade war between the world's two biggest economies won't be ending just because there's new leadership in the United States. Economists say that U.S. President Joe Biden won't confront Beijing right away because he needs to focus on the coronavirus and the economy. However, Mr. Biden looks to renew pressure over trade and technology complaints that prompted Donald Trump to hike tariffs on Chinese imports in 2017. Calling Ethiopia the critical actor in the Horn of Africa stability, outgoing U.S. Ambassador to Ethiopia Michael Rayner voiced confidence in a strengthened bilateral relationship. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA.